Okay, Nicole, hi, how are you? How's
Hi, I'm
everything?
doing okay. How are you?
I'm not gonna complain about life, right? We don't complain about life
No, we
over
don't.
here. So, before we get started, first and foremost, tell everybody what brought you here to the healing sessions.
Well, for one, I really don't know what to expect from it. I'm kind of at a point where I'm like trying all things. Because like I don't want to like be mad anymore. I don't want to be hurt anymore. I don't want to be sad.
Those are good reasons to come, and I can see. So yeah, those are really good reasons to come. Okay, so this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna start with the breathing exercise first. Okay, so you can just come a little bit closer. Yep, pull your chair just a little bit closer to me. And so what we're gonna do is you okay?
I'm short.
That's funny, when I was putting those together, I didn't think they were that big. You just made me feel like, oh no, these are pretty big. Okay, so you can put your hands palm up. Okay, so what we're gonna do is, you can just close your eyes, relax. We're gonna take six really deep breaths in through the nose, out through the mouth, really slow and labored. I just want you to focus on your breathing. Okay? Okay, so go ahead, you can begin. So you can take these, right? So I ask everybody, when you shuffle the cards, not to look at them. Okay, nope. So you can look at this, look at our little lines going over here, the TV, anything. Look at some stuff back here. Just don't look at the cards. You can just shuffle any way you know how. Doesn't make a difference.
Without
Most people
looking, I'm like.
are like, I'm not a really good shuffler. And I'm like, it's okay. Just shuffle the best way you know how until you feel like, you know, you're satisfied with the deck. Oh yeah, trust me. It's gonna be something. I can feel it. So, you know what's so funny? You have good energy. You just keep going. You have good energy, you just you're not using it to its full potential. Okay? And there you go. You shook your head, so you know exactly what I'm saying. You're not using your energy to its fullest potential. You kind of get in these stagnant spaces, and it's almost like, you know, I can't find my way out. I don't see a way out. And so you kind of need to just, we're gonna work on that, but you kind of need to, well, these are gonna be great and spicy. Oh,
Spicy.
I didn't, I'm gonna write these down, then we're gonna talk about, we're gonna go over them. But we're gonna work on you learning how to use your energy. We're gonna work on that. So this is what we're gonna do. I guess I'll just randomly pick one of these and hand it over to you. Kind of like this one's first. That's funny. Okay, so read
Despair. Oh, God.
Yeah, despair. So first things first, how does that make you feel when you even say the word despair?
Bad.
Why?
I don't know.
Oh, you do.
You do. I'm not sure exactly.
Yeah. So, this sense of sadness that you came here with, where do you think that comes from?
Probably because I feel like everything's like falling apart or fell apart already, and I just can't seem to find like a balance of putting it all back together, or at least finding like a new way of putting it back together.
Yeah.
I just keep feeling the same things over and over and over again.
So you just told me an awful lot, whether you realize it or not. Okay. So, no, no, no. That's your card to hold on to for a few more seconds.
Okay.
Because I need you to kind of really, I need you to really dig in here and figure out, why do you think that card came out for you?
Because I'm miserable. I smile, but I'm miserable.
I know. You're trapped. You have, the eyes are amazing. The eyes tell us everything. And you're trapped. You're trapped in me. And these other two cards are going to kind of take us into why you're a little trapped in there. But this card right here, so ironically, this feeling of despair with you, I kind of feel like this is something that you on the daily struggle with. This is not like I feel, oh, you know, like this happened to me. No, it's like the second you get two good thoughts, three bad ones creep right on in, and you're labeling yourself. Oh, I'm depressed. I have anxiety. We're not gonna do that from today forward. Because labeling yourself is actually putting yourself in that energy. And we're not going to do that. Okay? One thing I want you to keep in mind is everything we talk about here and everything that I try to pull you through is to change your train of thought. Because your train of thought dictates your emotions and your body. So this is all about just recreating how you think and things that you think. Right? So that's where we're going to start. We're going to start with rebuilding how you think. Because these other two cards tell me that it's how you think. That's predominantly the issue.
Okay.
Here, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, really quickly, what do you think you might, when you're in these feelings of despair, what do you do to kind of get out of that energy?
The worst. Sleep.
And that's not.
Mm-mm.
That's not getting you out of it.
I even find myself like sitting around doing nothing. Like I can't focus on work, can't focus on being creative, can't write, nothing. I just sit, not even a TV on, no music.
Yeah.
And it's just, I just like zone out, so to speak.
Yeah. So the next time, do you have a journal or a notebook at home?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the next time you find yourself in that space, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to go to your notebook or your journal, and I want you to do two things, because I think one or the other is not sufficient enough. I want you to write down why you feel like you're in that space. And then I want you to write down all the positive things that happened to you during that day, or the day before, if it's early in the day, the day before. But I just need you to find positive ground, positive spaces, right? So, because sometimes we get in that space because we're feeling defeated. We're feeling defeated. We get to feel defeated when we're looking at life like, all this is happening to me and not for me. All this is here to break me down, and it's not here to build you up. So I just need you to kind of focus in those moments, right? We're going to be mindful in those moments and say, it's almost like when they say when you're having a panic attack or an anxiety attack, for you to ground, touch something tangible, bring yourself back down to your sense of reality, right? So that's what I'm going to get you to do here. in those moments when you're actively feeling that, and it's like, okay, now I know I'm just going to sit here for 2, 3, 4 hours with nothing on in the zone. Stop yourself. Grab your notebook and write. And I want you to do that because I feel like if you get in that motion, like you have creative energy. So once you start being creative, that's going to jog. You know, get those juices kind of flowing. Mm-hmm. It's you needing to say, this is the point where I usually get uncreative, so let me force myself to be creative.
Yeah.
Let me force myself to say, I know for a fact that this is an unhealthy pattern and I need to let it go. So I'm going to combat it. I'm going to try my hardest when I get in this motion to grab a little notebook, and even if I have to draw something out, sketch, or whatever, just to be creative. It doesn't have to be you writing a novel, but it's just about you acknowledging that that's where you're at and that's what you're doing and that you don't want to do it anymore, right?
Yeah.
Because that's kind of the biggest thing. It's like, we don't check ourselves, and if we don't have mates or family members that live with us to check us, we just do, it just occurs.
Yeah.
And before we know it, then we are really depressed and we really do have mental issues, right? So it's like, we don't want to go there. That's not what we want.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to work on, in the active moments, just trying to be better within ourselves, because that's really what it is. It's, I know I let the world beat me down, but I'm not going to beat me down too, right?
Yeah.
I know that I've been through things that only God knows how I even made it out.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to continue to beat myself down. The world does a good enough job of that. You got to start treating your home like a sanctuary. You got to start treating your house like your place of peace and your place of where you can recharge, where you can find yourself. When you come out into the world, it's identity crisis everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
People don't know who they are. People don't know why they're here.
Right.
And it's normal. You have to build a space in your house where you go, this is where I'm comfortable. This is, I know I can do whatever I want to do here. Nobody's judging me here. There's nothing here but what I create. You have to create that, because you don't have that space. You don't even look at your house like that space. You have to create that space. So let me see this card. And that's going to take us into this next card.
Okay.
Who picked these cards? You did. Okay. What's that say?
Body shame.
Body shame. How did we get there?
Just not being happy with myself.
Yeah.
Like, probably a lot of different things. My ex, for one.
Yeah.
Didn't really make me feel good about myself. Not while I was pregnant, not while I had our daughter, not after. It wasn't until we broke up and it's like, oh, I started losing weight, and oh, I see you're losing weight. It makes me think about you now, type things. Like, just statements like that.
Yeah.
And when we were together, it was always like, I couldn't wear certain things. I couldn't be myself, really.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know, like, what my style is, because I wasn't allowed to be myself and wear the things I liked. And if I wore certain colors and stuff that I liked, it was, oh, that looks odd, you know, or just going to the gym in, like, graphic tees and leggings. Are your leggings tight enough? Like, they're leggings. Yeah, things like that. Shorts, like, during that relationship, I would get comments if I wore anything shorter than, like, Bermuda shorts.
Mm-hmm. So, can I tell you a few things?
Mm-hmm.
The main one being, so you do realize why you're not in that relationship, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That was not healthy.
No.
And so I'm saying that because I need you to sit right now and realize everything you internalized from that relationship. was not healthy.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't healthy. You have to let that shit go. I have another way to say it, right? I'm quite sure you journaled about it. I'm quite sure you did a few things about it.
Yeah.
But what it really is you needing to... So, this is going to be your homework. It's one of my favorite exercises. It's called the mirror exercise.
Mm-hmm.
And you can probably imagine where this is going to go.
Yeah.
Yep. So, what I need you to do is, I need you to stand in front of a mirror. 10 minutes. Turn everything off except the timer, because I need it to be at least 10 minutes, right? I don't want you to write out flaws or... No. I want you to look at everything you consider a flaw and speak something positive over it.
Okay.
Everything about your body that he made you feel was inadequate, was ugly, was this, was that. You go back and say, bitch, them dimples are the bomb. That cellulite looks good. My jelly is jiggling, that thing thanging. I don't know what he was talking about. Okay. That's what you got to do. I need you to do this for me. And I need you to do this for me because you don't realize how beautiful you are. Right? And that translated to the inside. Somebody beating you down about your outside translated and affects the inside.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you came in here sad. It's a bunch of things. You have a bunch of things sitting right here on your shoulders. And it's like, guess what we're going to do? Get rid of that shit. You don't need it. You don't need it.
I don't want it.
There you go. You don't want it.
I don't want it.
Okay. Because, and you know, like, I know, no funny shit. Like, girl, you all right?
I'm working on it.
Being twigs or not, no offense to anybody that's thin, right?
Right.
But nowadays, you gotta have some
thick as thin.
There you go. Nowadays, you be a little thick. You all right?
Yeah.
It's you just being comfortable, right? That's what it comes down to. Mm-hmm. Everybody's body is different. Half the bodies we see on social media, TV, Instagram, fake Photoshop. They went to Dr. Miami, and then on top of going to Dr. Miami, they got 3 filters and a Photoshop.
Yeah.
Before we even see the picture. Okay, it's not real.
Mm-hmm.
It's not real. I actually had somebody else, I'm going to give you the same assignment I gave somebody else. In addition to that, it's for you to go on social media and look at these top celebrities and Instagram models and point out the Photoshops. Do it to yourself. Why? Because when you scroll through and start to notice, okay, so that's, you know, clearly airbrushed, which means there's cellulite there, there's stretch marks there, there's this there, there's that there. She's probably not like this. She's probably really like this, but they just airbrushed it like that. You know, once you really look, you'll start to go, well, shit, if these bitches look like this, I'm all right. I'm okay. It's you boosting your own self-esteem and your own confidence. It's you not playing into these stereotypes. It's you not giving into what we think is popular and accept, oh, you're only beautiful if you have a 0 waist and a 45-inch ass. I still don't know how that's possible, right? But being realistic.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at realistic models. Look at plus-size models. Look at thin-size, whatever you want to call them, average-size models, runway models, I think that's the correct term, right?
Mm-hmm.
Look at everybody. Everybody's different. And in different lights, everybody's beauty is celebrated. Find your light and celebrate your beauty. Celebrate yourself. Because, and it didn't, so ironically, I feel like before your relationship there, maybe it's not so much that you had body issues, but maybe you were just really shy.
I was small too. I was very small.
Okay, so now you're on the other end of the spectrum and you're kind of... So
yeah, I went from 145, 150 to 218 with my pregnancy.
Yeah.
So that was upsetting. I mean, I got a big, bouncy, healthy baby out of it, but...
I can't.
I mean, you know... and then she'll be 5 this year, and... it literally, because I was with him until about a year and a half ago, and I only lost maybe 20, 30 pounds while I was still with him. So I was like 180s, 190. And then after leaving over the past year, I've gone down. I'm 162 now.
And you're looking really good.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah.
Don't.
So.
Yeah. And you know why you started losing weight after you left him? Because it wasn't that pressure. It wasn't that beating, constant somebody stress. Berating you and stressing you out.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. You said earlier that you kind of felt like, you know, how can I word this? Okay, so this is how I'll say this, right? Everything that's happening to you is in divine timing. You weren't supposed to lose weight when you were with him, because then you would have stayed with him. And you would still be in an unhealthy relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that's occurring to you right now, even the stagnancy, even you feeling like, I don't know what's going on with me some days, it's actually because you're rebuilding yourself. And in order for you to rebuild yourself, some things have to die. Some things, when you're just sitting in the house sometimes, what you're not realizing is you're actually working through things up here.
Yeah.
So it seems like hours of inactivity because you're physically not doing anything, but your brain is decompressing. Your subconscious is throwing things out. That's why you don't find certain people appealing anymore, certain situations, right? Even friends and stuff like that, not even just sexual relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Your brain is unloading. Your spirit is unloading. You're unloading. You're at a crossroad right now. I think you feel it, right? You're at a crossroad. And so what you're trying to do is you're trying to go the right way because you feel it. Like, if I don't start to do something or find an avenue, I'm going to go this other way. I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You made a good choice. And I'm saying that because where you're going is going to be beautiful and amazing. You just have to kind of coach yourself to get there. And it's an everyday process. It's not a one-day thing. It's an everyday process. So, as long as you sign up, trust when I tell you everything's going to work out. When I say everything, everything is going to work out.
I hope so.
Oh, it is. You actually have a business. You have a business that is going to work out in your favor. Yeah, they just don't stop with you today.
I told you I was sad.
And they were like, well, let's tell us why she's sad. So actually, I want you to kind of delve into why you're, well, what's that card say?
Heartbroken.
Now say that word for me three times.
Heartbroken, heartbroken, heartbroken.
Yeah. Where did this heartbreak start?
Probably with my mom.
Yeah. 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 And 15?
Yeah. Maybe 16.
Yep. Because they say 15. Yeah. 15, 16. So tell me, you know, what happened?
Well, mom, I feel like she left me. She abandoned me. Because I just remember, I don't remember a lot because I found that I forget a lot of things.
You block it out. Yes.
So I don't remember a lot. Like, timeline is probably off, but I know that she was really into like online dating and stuff when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
And my sister had moved out. She was living with her fiance at the time. So it was just me and my mom. I wasn't 18 yet, obviously, but I did have a car because my sister gave me a car. And my mom ended up dating somebody who lived in Europe, and she packed all her things and left.
Wow.
And I had to empty the house before the lease was up of whatever she left there, and my stuff included. And I lived in my car for a couple weeks. She don't remember it that way, of course, but...
Of course not. So...
And she didn't come back until she found out I was pregnant with my oldest. And then she came back to help me.
And what was that, like 18, 19?
Mm-hmm.
So from 15 to 18, 19, what was life kind of like?
Scattered. I worked I had went to school for part of the time. I was into cars then, so I went to school for automotive technology, and I had a job at a Sunoco gas station doing oil changes and swapping tires and stuff.
Oh, wow.
And then...
Well, I said congratulations, because I don't see too many women in auto tech, so congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. And then I was also delivering pizza. And then when I turned 18, I was also working at a warehouse doing the 3 days for 12 hours, 4 days off. So the other 4 days off, I stopped working at the Sunoco, but I was working at a gas station and doing the pizza deliveries. Yeah. And while I was in my car for most of the time, my sister's ex-boyfriend, who they actually remained friends, and we were all friends because anybody who was involved with my sister had to be involved with me, because me and my sister were like this. So she talked him into giving me her old bedroom, because they had roomed together before they were dating and stuff. Yeah. And when she moved out, it was just an empty room. They didn't fill it. They didn't have any, like, a roommate move in or anything like that. So him and his friend agreed to let me sleep in her old room. So I slept in her old room on the floor until, lo and behold, her relationship wasn't working out that she was in at the time. So me and her ended up getting an apartment together.
See how things worked out?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So let me ask you something. If 16-year-old you could say something to your mom then, right now, what would it be? Like, what would you have said to mom?
I don't know if I left anything unsaid, really, because even then, I was like, don't leave, don't go, but, I don't know, she was like so involved in the internet when it first came out, but like that was like an addiction for her.
Yeah.
So,
but do you hear how you just rationalize your trauma?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You hear that? No, we're not.
Yeah,
gonna do that.
I do that.
Yeah, but it's understandable because that's your mom.
Mm-hmm.
And so at the end of the day, it's that you. The child in you that says she did what
always
you did
do that with her.
My mom. Yeah. There you go. And guess what? That's not healthy. That's not healthy. Because what that does is that kind of strips her of accountability for what she really did and how that really affected you. Because it still affects you. Okay? So you can't strip her of that accountability. Okay? What you have to do is, I get it. Back then, you probably told her, you know, Ma, I don't want you to leave. But now, knowing what you know now about what happened in your life then, have you had any conversation with your mom recently about what happened?
In the past couple of years, at least once a year, we touch base on it.
Okay, that's good.
Once.
That's good.
Yeah. Because it's kind of, even though I don't like the idea of carrying that type of animosity, I do have an animosity towards her for it.
Yeah.
But it's like, I feel like, I don't know, it's always something with her. Like, even after she came back and we ended up moving up here and everything, me, her, and my sister, we all lived together forever. We lived together. Mm-hmm. And then my relationship with my ex is when we all separated. She went and roommate with more friends from the internet in North Carolina. Me and him stayed here, and my sister moved out to Kentucky.
Yeah.
Now she's in Illinois, but my mom came back again after I had the second baby to help, but ended up staying with us for years.
Mm-hmm.
No job, no nothing. And she was supposed to just watch the baby for like the first year until she turned a year old and I could put her in daycare.
Yeah.
She turned a year old. I put her in daycare. My mom.
Still stayed.
Yep. Still stayed. had every excuse in the book of why she can't work or can't find a job, and she literally didn't get disability or considered disabled until maybe April last year. So since for like 4 years she's been like living off of me and my ex, which also, you know, played a part in that relationship as well. And I feel like it's probably getting, like, our relationship as far as how we treat each other was getting bad living together. But I feel like that now is getting better because since she became disabled and we were able to find her a place, like, in a disabled community. Like, I'm not really sure what they're called, but it's kind of like housing, but it's just for those that are a certain age and older that are disabled.
That's kind of like what they did to the Livingston school over there. It's only for disabled people and elderly people.
So we got her, as soon as she turned 55, we got her a spot into one of those. So since she's been living there and I have my place to myself now, it's been better. It's just at the same time, she's always been dependent on me and my sister to the point to where even now, being independent, she'll still run out of her checks and be calling us, asking for money and stuff like that. And it's kind of ironic because just last week I was scammed and all my money from my bank accounts were stolen from me. And she can't even help me because she already blew through her check for the month. So that's like a thing carrying with me every single month I got to deal with her. And it's like, Mom, what are you doing with your money? Like, you're always asking me for money. And then this is why I get mad at her for always not having any money. Because if anybody needs to turn to their mom for anything, you can't help me.
So,
it's a lot.
It's not a lot, though. And I'm saying it's not a lot because these are all things you can work on and work through. Sometimes we don't realize when our parents had us, they didn't know any better. They were still young and inexperienced, and there's no manual for parenting, right? So a lot of times we don't understand how they made the choices they made and why they made the choices they made. So I don't want you to rationalize or take accountability from your mom. But what I want you to do is just understand potentially why she's still in the state that she's in. Your mom carries a lot. Okay, your mom has mom issues as well. Right? And so if you see what's going on here, you don't want your daughters to have mom issues.
Okay.
You you want to stop that cycle. Because your mom ran. She felt like y'all were good, y'all were old enough, y'all could handle yourselves. And she ran. She wanted to do what she wanted to do for her. This is what she needed, she felt she needed. She ran. She ran. Okay? So what you have to do is say to yourself, I know she ran, and she's still running. She's still running. You can't internalize nothing from your mom, unfortunately, because she's still running. What you have to do is you have to look at everybody for who they are. It doesn't make a difference what title they have in your life. You really, I'm definitely not telling you to cut your mom off. Okay, I'm just telling you.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
I could never. That's part of the problem, too, because I can't. Like, all that time, I could never kick her out, no matter what we were going through. I just couldn't do it. And my sister's the other one, where she's just like, throw her out. And I'm like, I can't.
No. You reap a blessing from that. You never tell your mom, though. I don't care, you know, but you did the right thing. But now what you have to do is throw out the feelings and emotions and attachments that you harbored from the situation. Okay, you don't get rid of her, but you get rid of everything else. Sort of like what you're doing to the ex, right? It's just getting rid of that. And you say you have issues sometimes recalling things because you blocked them out. So What I want you to do is, I want you to, I feel like you're going to get a whole bunch of homework. You got 3 weeks, so. But it's like, because what I want you to do is, I want you to practice recalling certain memories. Okay? And you don't have to, like, go out of your way to do this. Just at random, right? Think of an age. Think of an age. And just start to write down as much as you can remember from that age. When I was 14, I don't know, I used to like Beetlejuice or whatever. I don't even know what was going on when I was 14.
Yeah.
But whatever it is, right? You, and it might help to even Google search that year. What was popular that year? Because that might help you to jog memories. Oh, I did have slap bracelets. I remember me and my friend used to walk home, slap, you know, anything. So you might want to pick a year, Google that year, and just kind of write down as much as you can remember. Try to see. Only because whether you realize it or not, the things that you blocked out, you're still holding on to. And so we need to start kind of touching on those things so that you can unpack them and get rid of them. Right? That's going to be the main thing, is you saying, like you said earlier, oh, I don't need none of this shit no more. I know I don't want none of this shit no more.
Mm-hmm.
And then letting it go. Okay? So, oh wait, that was the third card.
Ooh,
I don't know why I thought it was another card over here. Okay. Okay. So how do you feel? How you feeling?
Okay.
Okay. So we're gonna do the singing bowls.
Okay.
We're gonna do the singing bowls. So you can sit on the couch over there.
Okay.
What's going to happen here with the singing bowls is, once I start. An hour and a half. How long have we been here? Probably just a 5 minutes ago. So what's gonna happen is when I start the singing mode, you're just going to repeat to yourself over and over again the things you need to let go of, the things you want to call into you, whatever it is, right? So we talk about, let's just say body shape. Okay, I'm no longer ashamed of my body. My body is beautiful. I'm comfortable in my skin. Whatever it is, right? So like affirmations or mantras or whatever, you're just going to repeat these things to yourself over and over and over again. This is going to help raise the vibration. You are going to be the programmer while raising your vibration, if that makes sense. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, my hat. You can close your eyes and take 5 really deep breaths in. When you take these breaths, I need you to kind of shake your arms. We're just gonna really relax and get really relaxed.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. scale of 1 to 7 and 5.
That's funny. You feel warm and fuzzy inside?
Yeah.
That's a good thing. That's a really good thing. So, it's okay. Every time I do that, I feel warm and fuzzy inside. And I feel like, okay. I gotta do this two more times today. Shut up.
Oh my gosh.
So you got your homework, you know what you have to do for next session. Tell me what you gotta do for next session.
I know I need to, for every, what is it, negative, I need to write out some positives when I have negative thoughts. I need to write down, think of time, like, I can't really say what I'm gonna say.
No, so a lot of times that that leaves your brain really just on cruise control.
Yeah.
So
I feel that, definitely.
That's the point.
Memories.
Because I don't want you to be wound up and stressed and any of that stuff, beating yourself up and the sadness. We're gonna literally sing all that out of you. Between this and that, we're gonna get rid of it. Cause you got babies that deserve a better you.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Thank you for even coming, because otherwise, you know.
No, thank you for having me. I told you, I'm, like, open right now. Just trying.
Yeah. But guess what? We're gonna fix it. Because it's a vulnerability that you don't have to walk around with. You don't have to. So, okay, you have any closing words, any final words?
No.
No? I'll see you back in like 3 weeks, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, that's what I wanted to hear.
Absolutely.
That's what I wanted to hear. Okay. So, everybody, thank you guys so much for tuning in on this episode of Tarot Vibes TV's Healing Corner. Okay, thank y'all so much. You guys know how I leave you every time, right? From the top of your head to the soles of your feet and everything in between, be healthy. Okay, be healthy, healthy, healthy. Our health is our true source of wealth. So if you don't have our health, you legit don't have anything else. Your physical health affects your spiritual and emotional health, and your spiritual and emotional health affect your physical health. So just be healthy all across the board, guys. All right? We're out of here, everybody. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Deuces.